Hallelujah, everybody. It's good to be in church tonight. Amen. 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 See everybody here to feel the wonderful touch of the Holy Ghost. I'm so thankful for the Holy Ghost. I'm so thankful that God, in His great and wonderful way, has saw fit to place me in this. And I was raised in it, and to feel this as much as I have through my life, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. I'm thankful for it tonight. If you would, turn with me to Colossians chapter number 1, starting in verse number 26. I want to give honor to my pastor tonight. I know he's not here, but I am so thankful for what God is doing around here. I'm thankful to be a part of it. Amen. Amen. Colossians chapter number 1, starting verse number 26, says, "Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preached, warning every man and teaching every man in all the wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to His working, which worketh in me mightily." Amen. How many's ready to hear a little bit of the Word of God tonight? I can't promise you it's going to be very long, but I do have something on my heart and on my mind. So let's lift our hands one more time and begin to love God. God, we love You. We praise You. We worship You. We need You here tonight, God. I need Your touch. I need Your touch, oh God. I need the moving of Your Spirit on me, oh God. I love You, Jesus. I praise You, God. Magnify You. I magnify You. We worship Your holy name. We praise Your holy name. We glorify Your name, God. You're good, You're good, You're good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. This passage of Scripture always has captivated me, as probably many of you. The simple phrase, "Christ in you, the hope of glory," has been said and spoken and preached about many different ways. And tonight, simply, what I have to talk about is the purpose. What purpose is Christ in you, the hope of glory? What is the purpose of the Holy Ghost in your life? And if you don't have the Holy Ghost tonight, I'm going to give you an invitation right now. God is here. His Spirit's here. He said it's a gift that He gives you. You surrender yourself in repentance. And you say, "God, I need You. More than anything else in this world, God will come down and fill you with the Holy Ghost. The evidence of speaking with other tongues." Well, what is it? Holy Ghost. It's Christ in you. This mystery that has been hidden from ages and generations past, but now is revealed or made manifest to His saints. It's a wonderful thing to think about. It's a wonderful thing to experience, this Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His." We find that if we do not have the Spirit of Christ, we are none of His. The plan of God has always been that He could dwell within us instead of His bodily presence. We have His Spirit to lead us, guide us, and direct us. First of all, the Holy Ghost is a teacher. How many is thankful for the teacher tonight? How many is thankful And you can think back over your life so many times that the mercies of God pulled you out of a situation. And you found yourself down at the altar just, God, I'm so thankful to be here tonight. And God just starts impressing on your spirit. And you realize the situation that you were in. And God starts giving you understanding and wisdom. And say, ah, I don't want to walk that way no more. I don't want to take that step anymore. I want to have wisdom in my mind, oh God. I want you present wherever I'm at. I want the teacher within me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. John chapter number 14, verse number 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. How many is thankful for the Holy Ghost and the teacher tonight? I'm thankful for it. Amen, amen, amen. Isaiah chapter number 28. I hope some of you get the gist of where I'm going tonight. We're going to talk about the Holy Ghost and its purpose in our life. Its purpose with our everyday walk. Its purpose with how we see things. Its purpose with the sensitivity that we need to have for the souls that are around us and for our family that is close to us. Isaiah chapter number 28, verse 11 says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would hear not. I'm going to tell you something tonight. I want to hear. When God speaks, I want it to get into my soul. I want it to grab hold of me. And I want to go to bed and rest easy with it. I don't want to fight against what God's trying to do in my life. But I want to go with it and be sensitive and just let the leading of the Spirit go and flow. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There is a rest and a peace in the experience. It is also to reveal things to come. John chapter number 16, verse number 13. John chapter number 16, verse number 13. If I can get there. John 16 and 13 says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Jesus said that. That's red letters. Jesus said that. Thankful for it tonight. But Jesus is telling us that when his Spirit resides within us and the Holy Ghost is there, and it's evident not only by the evidence of speaking with other tongues, but it's evidence within our walk. It's evidence within our spirit. It's evidence within our reactions and our emotions. It's evidence. He's saying, you hold on to my hand. Not only will I lead you, but I'll let you see off in the distance. I'll let you see things coming. I'll let you walk around it. And you can hold to me and have safety within this clutch of mine. Thankful for the safety of the Holy Ghost tonight. Many times he reveals hidden dangers to us. It shows us in advance things that are coming to pass. There is protection for his children. Then he gives us power to be a witness. Power to be a witness. Acts chapter number 1, verse 8 says, but ye shall receive power. Power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and to all Judea and to Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I'm here to tell you tonight, we stay full of the Holy Ghost. We stay speaking in tongues every day of our life. God will lead us. God will guide us. We have a blueprint in front of us. It's not hard to live for God. You just get up and you make up your mind. I'm living for Him today. I'm living for God today. And you put your face in the carpet and you begin to pray. I need the leading of your spirit. Oh God, I need the leading of your hand on my life. I need you to lead me and to guide me today into all things. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Witnessing is one of the major objectives of the church. But it gives us power to do that. The greatest reason of all, we'll get to this. You know, there's a thermometer in each of us, a God-given thermometer to those that are in the church. I say everybody out in the world has it too. It just hasn't been awakened. You get the Holy Ghost, and you can walk into a service, or the man of God can be in the service, how the Spirit flows, and you start interacting with people. You instantly know, you know where they're plugged in at. You know where they're plugged in at. Your radar's connecting. I know where you're at right now. Their spirit's right. Their spirit is right. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for our pastor. I'm thankful for ministry. I'm thankful for a church body. I'm thankful for a church body that sees somebody that's in a struggle and they can get behind them because the Spirit of God moves on them. And they can bolster up and uplift those that are struggling. They can see a sinner come in off the street and our hearts go to them with compassion. And we reach out and we grab hold of what God has brought into us. I'm thankful tonight for the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful tonight. The greatest reason of all for us to receive the Holy Ghost is Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 11. Says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. There's a key there. You've got to have His Spirit inside of you. You've got to have the Holy Ghost moving in your spirit, in your life, in your mind. The hope of every Christian is to be resurrected to meet Him in the air. But if His Spirit does not dwell within us, there will be nothing to quicken our mortal bodies. Besides all these things, the very fact He is the Comforter means that He will soothe us in distress and sorrows, ease the misery of grief, bring consolation and hope, give us aid in time of trouble, and encourage us. What more could you ask of Him? What more could you ask of a God that robes Himself in flesh and died on a tree to give us hope, to give us life, to give us foresight, to give us the future, to give us the possessions that He wants us to have? I'm so thankful to serve a God that loves us and knows us. I'm thankful tonight. I'm thankful for a God that has mercy. I'm thankful for a God that has mercy. Oh, His mercy endureth forever. His grace, my life, my mind, my spirit.
so many times, so many places, so many times and places. You can see God's mercy covering our lives. Look where we're at today. It might not be perfect, you say, but you're here. You're sitting in the church with the family of God around you. Yeah, we have places to grow. Yes, we have areas that we need to expand ourselves in and stretch ourselves in. But God's mercy has brought us together for a purpose. For a purpose. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm closer to being done than you realize. Dealing with this on my heart, God was, he was just moving on me in so many different ways. So many different ways. I see so many of you out there with the Holy Ghost. It's like it's trapped up inside of you. And you're trying to, Brother Ben didn't realize, but he's talking about the flowing of the Spirit. The flowing of the Spirit. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Can I tell you something? We used to live by the Pecos River. And I thought one month or 2 months, I forgot how long it took me, I was going to get out there and put a little rock dam across Pecos River right up high up in the mountains in New Mexico. And I did, and I put rocks, and it looked good. I mean, it was summertime, and it was, the water was low, and it was just, I mean, I was creating this little pool. It was really nice, you know, go fish in it. And, well, guess what happened? We had a big rain. We had a real big rain, and my little dam didn't make it. It got washed out. You know what needs to happen to some of us? We try to dam up God's Spirit sometimes. We try, hey, God, I want you flowing in me. But I don't know about all of that. I don't know about the holiness to that speck. I don't know about you in every area of my life. No, we need a good gully washer to come down in our life and wash everything out. And God, just reveal it to us again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The purpose of His Spirit in us, the purpose of the Holy Ghost, it leads us, it guides us, it gives us joy, it gives us peace, it gives us rest. I believe that. I believe that tonight. I believe in the rest of the Holy Ghost and the joy of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, there's times that I look so happy all the time, I know. But I have to remind myself to smile because preachers come and tell me to do it. But through my life and through the day, I have to stop. I have to stop myself. Realize, hey, what is this heaviness? If it's not of God, where is this coming from? And if I have the Holy Ghost, I want to live in joy. I want to live in peace. God, you put a burden on me. That's all right. I'll go pray with that. But I don't want to live with heaviness on me. I don't want to live with condemnation on my mind. I don't want to live with confusion in my spirit. I want to live for Him with everything within me. And I want to believe every aspect of His Word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God was working. God was working. I'll just say that. You know the children of Israel. Moses was at a bush that was on fire, but it wasn't being consumed. And he's seen this in the desert. And it amazed him. And he got close to it, and God spoke. Take off your shoes. Undo your sandals, Moses. You're on holy ground. I'm about to speak to you about something. I hear the cry of my people because of the tax masters that are over them. They're crying. I hear it. I hear it. they're crying out, and God hears. And all of a sudden, God has a man that comes, Moses, boom, he grabs him, and he says, you're going to go, and you're going to set my people free. And just tell the I am that I am sent you. Ooh, it's so powerful. But guess what happened? Everything went on, and it happened. But the children of Israel, once it got past the point, and they were at the Red Sea, all of a sudden, they started questioning Moses. All of a sudden, their cry wasn't going to God. It was going to Moses. It's amazing sometimes with the Holy Ghost, the purpose of God within us is pursuing us and pushing us. And all of a sudden, we start looking around at things, and God's trying to get us in a direction. Hey, don't worry about this. I got that part of it. All you got to do is just go. This is what you wanted. I heard your cry, and I have set you free now. And now you're walking in it. I don't want to hear the complaining. I understand there's going to be bumps, and that hurts. Some of you, you have been praying and praying and pursuing the will of God in your life. And God's saying, I'm telling you the will. Don't look around at where you're at. Don't look around at others and what they're doing. You focus on one foot in front of the other. One foot in front of the other. And every footstep you do and you take, you do it in excellence. You do it in excellence unto me. You do it in worship unto me and sacrifice unto me. And watch where I'll bring you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many's thankful to be here tonight? How many's thankful to be a part of a church that's alive and well? Hallelujah. We can all stand tonight. There's a well here tonight. There's a river here tonight. There's peace in your home, peace in your heart here tonight. You know what it takes? It takes the voluntary submission or relinquish of your will to the Holy Ghost. I can always tell where I'm at when I don't pray enough. I can always tell that old carnal man, that nature just starts working on me. It starts working on me, and my reactions are bad. My temper's quick. I feel mean all the time. Man, you go with the Holy Ghost. You just let it saturate you. It does wonders in your life. It does wonders. It really does. Whether you have the Holy Ghost here tonight or not, God wants to replenish you or fill you with it right now. It's His will. It's His will. It's His will. This altar's open. I pray everybody come down, just lift your hands and say, God, I want the purpose every step